Hello, everybody, and welcome to our updates on baseball.
From spring training, stats, best players and plays, and highlights.
We are going to keep you guys updated on the most recent news and updates.
Sit back and relax as we talk about baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast.
Today, we're going to be focusing on spring training.
Spring training is a thing that occurs every once a year during spring. Duh.
For those of you who don't know what spring training is, it's basically where teams go and practice, and it allows them to try different positions and practice for the season.
That was a really stupid watered-down version, but it's okay. Let's dive right into it. Our first topic is spring training. Spring training has a little bit of delay this year, but it's still going strong.
Spring training started almost 2 weeks ago and will go through April 6th.
Cactus Club teams will start playing at least 17 to 18 games, while according to MLB.com, Grapefruit League clubs will play a recognized schedule.
Clubs on the west coast of Florida will play a minimum of 18 games across the 21 days. And here's the spring training game schedule for our favorite team, the Dodgers.
March 31st, they play against the Rangers. April 2nd, they play against the Giants. And April 3rd, against the Angels. Do you want to become a champion in baseball?
We never really have gotten enough practice.
Well, we can help with that.
At DBAT, we offer the best batting service and coaching you can get.
With former college, AAA, and MLB players, we will provide professional service for your best experience.
So come on down and give us a try.
Hope to see you guys soon. And now on to topic two, some of the biggest myths in baseball. One of baseball's biggest myths is also one of the biggest myths in the history of NBA. Why would Michael Jordan, the best player in the NBA history, retire from basketball in the prime of his career to go play baseball?
It is rumored that Jordan and NBA commissioner David Stern worked out an agreement for him to step away from the game and to serve as secret suspicion for his gambling issues.
The league had begun to investigate Jordan's gambling, and part of the suspicion arose after Jordan responded 5 years down the road. If the urge comes back, if the Bulls will have me, if David Stern lets me play back in the league, I may come back. When he asked if he would consider coming back to the NBA.
This one is likely a myth. It seems highly impossible that no one would have come forward with proof Jordan was actually suspended.
Another unsolved mystery / myth is the inventor of the curveball.
The curveball is an invaluable part of Major League pitchers' arsenal today.
But its history is a bit muddled. It is not known who invented the pitch.
Hall of Famer Candy Cummings is generally considered to be the person that invented the curve. However, it is also maintained by some that Fred Goldsmith is actually the first person to come up with the pitch.
This mystery will likely never be solved, but Cummings was likely the one that came up with the pitch, as there are certain facts about Goldsmith's first curve that are hard to believe. With spring training starting just back up, the Mets Nationals bench is cleared after Francisco Lindor gets beamed in his head. What a great way to start up spring training.
A game that I'm excited to see is the Reds versus the Dodgers.
We are excited to see some of our favorite players play again.
We have a clip of some baseball questions, and put your answers in the comments.
Who broke up the at least 81 no-hitters with a home run?
Who is the only player in history to hit a walk-off inside the park grand slam home run?
Who are the only two players to win a league MVP, World Series MVP, and an All-Star Game MVP?
Which pitcher started the All-Star Game, then played only one MLB game for the rest of his career?
Who is the only player to play all four original expansion franchises and only those franchises?
What 300-game winner accumulated the same number of hits at play he did wins on the mound?
What pitcher threw 14 consecutive scoreless innings in the All-Star competition?
Who was the first player to reach 100 career home runs?
All right, we got two more. The 1927 Pirates may be best remembered for being swept by the Yankees in the World Series. However, the Pirates had two Hall of Fame players on their World Series roster who didn't play a single game in the series. Name these two bench warmers.
Who was the only player who has appeared in the World Series game after games at both Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park in Chicago?
All right, leave your answers in the comments below, and we will also put a site where we got these questions. Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast.
Next week, we will have a lot more ideas and topics coming up.
Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we will see you guys next time.
Adios.
Thank you.